Very important to have good people in leadership positions in our legislature. And we're fortunate to have Senator Steve O'Bann in that leadership position down in Olympia. He joins us now. And Senator, how are you, sir?
Hi, Kirby. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Well, I understand today you have introduced a bill involving the coronavirus and spending some money on our state health system and to, in response to that crisis. Why don't you explain to us what you're doing and why?
Well, you bet. I'm sure as your audience knows, this is a fluid, evolving crisis. And we had a testimony today from our chief health officer, the Secretary of Health, Wiesman, who urged us to free up $100 million, up to $100 million. I don't know that we'll need all that. I certainly hope not. But to free up the resources necessary for testing, for community containment, mitigation of this epidemic. And so I have dropped a bill, bipartisan, I hope, that will do just that, free up those resources so that our public health officials at the state and local level can respond properly and to this epidemic.
Do you have a bill number?
6696.
Senate Bill 6696. All right, folks, you might want to call your senators tomorrow, 800-562-6000. Encourage them to support Senate Bill 6696. Now, Senator, we had earlier on the show Dr. Roger Stark, who is a policy analyst, healthcare policy analyst for Washington Policy Center. And he said that he believed over the past several years that public health on the local level, state and county, have been shortchanged by politicians spending money on other areas. He believes federally the CDC and the Institute of Health has been adequately funded, the money's there, but he thinks we've been shortchanged on the local level. Would you agree with that assessment?
I would. The foundational health care that these vital local services do, yeah, has been shortchanged. I also think that some of them, not all of them, could spend the money they have more wisely. But I would agree with that basic tenet of Dr. Stark.
Now, given everything going on in Olympia, the session ends in 10 days. There are a lot of bills Democrats getting ready to push, maybe. There's a lot of attention down there. Is there enough attention being paid to the coronavirus and the state response to it so you think you have a pretty good chance of getting the bill passed?
I do. I think it's really caught the attention of both Democrats and Republicans alike. You know, the governor executed his emergency order over the weekend. The president is responding, I think, very well. We just got briefed by the Secretary of Health today. So I think we're focused. And, you know, our job as legislators is to make sure that we have adequate resources devoted to these priorities. It's up to kind of the executive branch, the Department of Health, and then local health departments to actually implement the safety necessary to protect our public health.
Is there anything you learned new today from the Secretary of Health about the situation that the public may not be aware of or they should be aware of? Anything new in terms of new cases or the concern of health officials in terms of this spreading, what it could turn into? Anything you learned that we may not be aware of that maybe we should be?
No, I think the Department of Health has been fairly transparent with the public, so we didn't learn anything. There's no closed door meetings that we have that information share that your listeners might not have. I think we all know that we're dealing with a situation whether it's being community transmitted now, not just by those who've returned from affected areas, but it's spreading and spreading in ways that it's really hard to track because people can be asymptomatic, but carriers. So I think our public officials are doing the best they can with the information they have, but it's a very much an evolving issue.
Are there, and I wouldn't ask you to detail the specifics, but are there specific programs this money would go to as opposed to just giving the health authorities a blank check saying, here, spend this as best you see? Or is it a sense that you trust them to handle the money and they're going to say, okay, do what you can, here's additional funding?
Well, listen, I'd probably be a little more comfortable with a different executive, but I think given the structure that we have, we're going to have to trust our healthcare officials to use this funding in a way that's necessary. My bill does require OFM, Office of Financial Management, to report monthly on how the money is being spent. So if we start to see some real concerns about whether it's being spent on relevant, necessary public health issues, we'll know.
Well, to be fair, this came up rather suddenly, so I don't know that you really have time to do a detailed study of the structure of the Department of Health and what programs might be relevant and how much is needed there. So I think there's some justification for giving more or less an amount of money, say spend it the best way you can, because you do have – you may not trust the governor. I don't either, but you maybe have to trust the healthcare professionals that they'll use the funding the right way. Did they – come up with an idea of how much they needed? How did you come up with the idea of how much they might need?
No, that's their number. So my number, my bill is the number that Secretary Reisman shared with us, and that's up to $100 million.
Okay.
I definitely think that it will not be necessary to spend that much, particularly if this epidemic is contained. It's already showing some signs of reducing the number of incidents in China. So I'm hoping that we'll get our arms around them much more quickly than the Chinese, and we won't need nearly that kind of amount of money. But we go our separate ways here in 10 days, so you'll want to have to come back and possibly authorize additional resources. So we should give him what he needs, he thinks he may need to get this thing under control.
Well, I live by an old maxim, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And you don't want to get in a situation where the day before adjournment, you all of a sudden you have to come up with more money because something's happened. I'd rather trust them and me what they say and then deal with it later. Better to have it, not need it. By all means.
Exactly. And you hope, you know, that Secretary Reisman and others in the Department of Health and local authorities will spend it wisely, because if they don't, if we later through audits determine that they didn't, the next time they ask for authorization, we will probably be much more circumspect. So at this point, we need to trust them. They'll use the money wisely and do the job that they've been hired to do.
All right. State Senator Steve O'Bann, thank you. The bill is Senate Bill 6696. If you would call 800-562-6000, encourage your senator and representative to pass this bill. Get that money in the hands of people who need it. Contain this thing quickly. And we can go on to other more important things, not have to worry about our personal health. Senate Bill 6696, 800-562-6000. Steve, as always, a pleasure. Thank you. And if things
Thank
come
you,
up
Kirby.
You need us on, be sure and let us know.
I sure will. Thank
All
you,
right.
Kirby.
You bet. Thank you very much.